Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Safekeep, a novel by Yael von der Wouden, read by Stina Nielsen and Saskia Marleveld. To Mr. Nystad, as promised. Part 1. The Netherlands, 1961. 1. Isabel found a broken piece of ceramic under the roots of a dead gourd. Spring had brought a shock of frost, a week of wet snow, and now, at the lip of summer, the vegetable garden was shrinking into itself. The beans, the radishes, the cauliflower, browned and rotting. Isabel was on her knees, gloved hands and a stringed hat, removing the dying things. The shard nicked through her glove, pierced a little hole. It wasn't a wound and it didn't bleed. Isabel took off her glove and stretched the skin of her palm tight, looking for a puncture. There was none, only a sting of pain that left quickly. Back at the house, she washed the piece and held it in watery hands. Blue flowers along the inch of a rim, the suggestion of a hare's leg where the crockery had broken. It had once been a plate, which was part of a set, her mother's favorite, the good chinaware, for holidays, for guests. When mother was alive, the set was kept in a glass vitrine in the dining room, and no one was allowed to handle it. It had been years since her passing, and the plates were still kept behind the closed doors, unused. On the rare occasion when Isabel's brothers visited, Isabel would set the table using everyday plates, and Hendrik would try to pry open the vitrine and say,
Isa, come now. What's the point of having good things if you can't touch them?
And Isabel would answer, they are not for touching. They are for keeping. There was no explanation for the broken piece, for where it had come from and why it had been buried. None of Mother's plates had ever gone missing. Isabel knew this, and still she checked now. The set was as it had been left, a deck of plates, bowls, a little milk jug. In the middle...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?